Hey everybody, welcome to God Still Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Leon Depria.
And this broadcast or episode is going to be very special as we are going to delve into the prophetic. I want to share with you keys. Always, I know our podcast, we share practical keys, principles that can help people. Maybe you're driving on your way to work. Maybe you're listening to this from home, wherever you are. I want to ask you to really focus and streamline your spirit in on this. I want to share with you something I wrote an article about, and that is the different realms of the prophetic. Different realms of the prophetic. This is so important for every individual to understand, so that we can understand the prophetic ministry, but also whether you're a prophet, how it can work for your life, but also if you are a believer, how you can embrace the prophetic ministry, prophecy, even just if it is a word of the Lord out of scripture, but in any prophetic way, how this can benefit your life. And, as a prophet in the body of Christ, established for many years, we have international ministry, encounter churches that we oversee. We have ministry schools. We have traveled all around the world doing conferences, revival conferences, crusades. And at the moment, really focusing and operating in the office of a prophet, where we will minister to those who are of high status, high profile, influential, whether it is political leaders or national leaders, senior leaders in the church, wherever the Lord send us, however the Lord connect us with people. We would see a lot of people flying into our ministry, flying from overseas, international visitors, people flying from over the continent of South Africa and Africa, just to come to the ministry for prophetic direction and impartation and a word of the Lord. A lot of times people want to put that down, where it is actually very biblical. So I want to take this morning and be short, but really discuss with you and share with you the realms of the prophetic, so that you don't or are not being taken by false prophets or by those that are just trying to be, but they are not the real, they are not the genuine. Don't fall for the fake, don't fall for the scams, don't fall for the gold glitter. You know, everything that glitters is not gold. Don't fall for showmanship, but understand that there is something, the realms of the prophetic, that is being possessed and being carried by those who move in the office of a prophet. And I want to share with you, as I said, I wrote an article on this, and maybe you've come to this podcast by reading the article and you clicked on the link, and I know this is going to bless you. I want to speak on the office of a prophet. Give me 10 minutes and I'm going to speak about the different realms. Prophets prophesy in a higher realm or a greater realm of accuracy, authority, revelation, direction, impartation, and activation. I'm going to say it again. The office of a prophet, prophets, true prophets, prophesy in a higher realm of intensity, of accuracy, authority, revelation, direction, impartation, and activation. This is very important to note, so that you can know that if a prophet comes to you, somebody who claims to be a prophet, and they just prophesy over you, that word has to carry a level, a dimension of authority, accuracy, and all everything I just mentioned now, which we're going to get into right now, for that word to really have an impact. Otherwise, it is, I don't want to say fluff, but it has no effect, and it can even be very dangerous for your life if it comes from a spirit of divination or familiar spirit, or those who just presume to be a prophet, but they are not a prophet. You know, the Bible makes it very clear in the book of Deuteronomy. It says, if a prophet prophesies over you and the prophecy does not come to pass, do not fear that prophet. Leave him alone. Do not fear him. But in contrary, the law of opposite in scripture, in interpretation of scripture, we can also say, if a prophet prophesies and the word does come to pass, fear that prophet. Now, we know that the devil can prophesy accuracy, but the devil cannot prophesy with authority, revelation, direction, impartation, activation, and accuracy altogether. He cannot. And you will know who is a fortune teller, who is a fake prophet or not, when you understand these few keys. Let's touch on accuracy. Prophets and the office of a prophet will always prophesy with a higher level of accuracy than those who operate in the gift. We'll see Elijah prophesying to kings, Elisha prophesying to kings. We'll see Agabus coming to the Apostle Paul, binding his hands together, saying, if you go to Jerusalem, you're going to be bound, speaking about accuracy. We see prophets in the Old Testament, Nathan coming to David, speaking about the sin. Samuel set in a new era for prophets. In fact, when Samuel came in, before they were known as seers, now they were known as prophets. Samuel was head and master over all the other prophets. He was what we call a senior prophet. He was standing over the other prophets. He had a school of prophets. Elijah had a school of prophets. Elisha had a school of prophets. And there was more in scripture. The Apostle Paul had a school of Tarsus, you know, where he taught every single day in the city of Ephesus. And that is where a revival broke out, especially amongst those who were in the occult, and they burned their books and so on. So we see schools and training tremendously all over the Bible. But it's amazing when you get to prophets, you know, out of all the giftings, it is prophets who had sons in the Old Testament. No other gift. Always says the sons of the prophets. So that is why I believe it is important for me to explain to you what is true prophecy. How do you know if a gift is true? Let's leave fruits. I understand everybody says you know them by their fruits, but that is makes it very open for interpretation, very difficult for people to understand. So I want us to focus on keywords, accuracy. We see how accurate Samuel was. In fact, every word that Samuel spoke, the Lord did not allow it to fall to the ground. We can go to authority. Prophets in the office of a prophet prophesy with a greater tone, a greater realm, dimension of authority. You know, Jeremiah chapter number 1 verse 10 says this. Let me read this to you. Jeremiah chapter number 1 verse 10 says, see, the Lord is saying to Jeremiah, see, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. He said, I have put you over the nations so that you may root out and pull down and to destroy and to throw down and then to build and to plant. There's a sixfold ministry to the prophet. Four out of the six parts, he's speaking of tearing down and destroying. Prophets will usually go into a nation, a city, an area to break open atmospheres, together with apostles, to break open atmospheres, to strike down principalities, to deal with powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, to deal with the occult, to deal with spirits of religion, spirits of division, spirits of gossip, a realm that pastors and teachers might and evangelists might not have the authority to operate in. Hence, apostles and prophets are the foundation of the church. They are what we call military gifts. They are your special forces, your special assault weapons. They are really sent in for special work. You see, prophets' administration of authority has a dual purpose. It is to destroy, to pull down, to root out, to throw down Satan's kingdom, number one. And the other purpose is to build up a people full of love and compassion, but a hatred towards satanic activities. You see, and to establish the kingdom of God. Twofold, it's to bring down the kingdom of darkness and to build the kingdom of God, the prophet, the ministry of a prophet. We see that twice as much emphasis is given. Remember, four out of six times is given to destroying the works of the kingdom. When I go into as a prophet into my churches, into regions where I have to go to, maybe if I haven't been there for a while, you'll feel it's tight and I have to go and break it open with one service. It is nothing that I do by principle. It is a grace and oil that is there. It is the gift of God. You see, prophets who administer and who administer authority in this realm are very often misunderstood because they really love to fight. You see, when a prophet is faced with opposition, they love to confront, they love to fight. And because of that, they are misunderstood by pastoral gifts or teacher gifts. And because of that, prophets are very persecuted. See, prophets are very confrontational, very provocative. They will provoke everything inside of you. The prophetic anointing is a spiritual weapon in the hand of the Lord. The Bible says this prophecy, Timothy, the prophecies that have been spoken over you, previously over you, that have gone before you, wage a good warfare with those prophecies. The prophetic anointing is a spiritual weapon in the hand of the Lord. Prophets will carry a very strong deliverance anointing, setting people free, cities and nations free. It is the ability to set free businesses, to set free people of influence and notability. You see, you will see how I have, just in our ministry, I've been sent to certain cities in the nation of South Africa and to other nations. But just focusing on where our churches are right now in South Africa, we also have a church in the United States in Georgia. And you know, how I would have to deal with authorities, principalities, powers. Sometimes people would be sent to us to kill us, to assassinate us, to kidnap, whatever it might be, to do us much harm. And they will not be able to touch me or touch my team because of the prophetic anointing. The prophetic anointing brings a supernatural protection, a divine protection upon your life. So that's just the realm of accuracy. And then we touched on authority. I want to get to the third realm. This is that prophets will operate in a higher realm of revelation. Amos chapter number 3 verse 7 says, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. The Lord showed me about Corona, COVID-19, about the pandemic. I was sent to the top parliament in our nation in South Africa, told them exactly that in the month of March there's going to be a lockdown. In the month of March, churches are going to be shut down. I saw people locked in their houses. I saw these things that I've been seeing. I saw it for a year before it happened. In fact, from the beginning of 2019, I saw it. And from the beginning of 2019, not 2020, but God does nothing unless he reveals it to his servants, the prophets. The word reveal is the word revelation, apokalypsis in the Greek. It to open something, to lay bare, to remove the veil and see something that has always been there but was hidden. It is an unveiling. It is the word. It is the Lord revealing secrets and mysteries to prophets. Nothing, no move of God will take place on the planet without a prophet announcing it. You see, because of this result, a greater revelation, the prophet will often find himself in a season of struggle. You know, Hebrews chapter number 10, verse 32. I want you to catch this. Hebrews chapter number 10, verse 32 and 33. It says these words. It says, but recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle. After you received revelation, that you went through a great struggle with sufferings. Partly while you were made a spectacle by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions to those who were so treated illy with persecution. Let me tell you, prophets bring persecution. Prophets are persecuted. The blood of prophets must be shed. Do you know Jesus himself said, he said, I've sent prophets into your midst so that you can speak against them and shed their blood. Because once you attack the prophets and kill the prophets, I will hold the blood and count the blood of all the prophets from Abel. Abel was a prophet. From Abel to Zechariah, I will hold upon you and hold that blood against you on your name. He said, I'll hold it against you for murder. That is how God loves his prophets. You know, that is why I'm saying, God does nothing unless he reveals it to his servants, the prophets. Revelation. Prophets will operate in a realm of revelation that is beyond the normal believer. Sometimes they speak straight from the throne room of God, that every word is electricity. Every word is full of the Spirit of God. It carries authority. It carries accuracy. It carries revelation. I want to share with you just three or four more keys. But before I carry on, listen, if you enjoy our ministry, the prophetic, if you enjoy this podcast, if it's uplifting in the mornings, many times we give practical keys, positive things. I try to focus on the prophetic. I believe if you can get the prophetic in, you can have a weapon. If you enjoy our ministry, I want to ask you to comment, like this podcast, comment on it. Tell me the prophecies you have received over your life that has not yet come to pass so I can pray for you. I read every comment and I do my best to reply to every comment on our Podbean. Apart from that, share the podcast. If you're on Apple, whatever podcast platform you're on, share it with your friends, your family, share it in your emails, share it on Facebook, social media. You can follow our ministry on Facebook. You can just search for Leon de Pryor on YouTube, on our websites. It's leondepryor.com. It's encounterchurch.co.za. And I know you will be blessed by our prophetic ministry. We have prophetic partners that receives all our books on Jezebel, the anointed, sagacity, how to open up your spiritual eyes. We have a global school of ministry that we're training people. We have a prophetic institute, but you'll find all of it at leondepryor.com. I want to encourage you to go visit our website before I carry on with this podcast. Don't forget and share this broadcast, like this podcast, share it with your friends, rate it if you can, if your platform allows you to rate it. We would really appreciate it. Let's get back to Revelation. Prophets gather. They move in a realm of revelation. You see, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter number 29, verse 18, it says that where there's no revelation, in fact, the one translation says where there's no prophetic revelation, the people cast off restraint and they lose hope. They cast off restraint and they lose hope where there's no more prophetic revelation. So revelation is very important. Prophets then operate in a very high realm of direction. I have all the time, if not weekly, sometimes daily on social media, otherwise weekly, I have people coming, driving from far, flying in, that's wanting direction, prophetic direction, whether they must sell their business, whether they must move, whether they must make a certain decision. And there's nothing wrong in that. That is my job as a prophet. And I'll give them direction according to the word of the Lord. But in those situations, you must know that you are a prophet. You must know that God has called you. You're not presumptuously operating in the realm of a prophet. You can accurately speak the word of the Lord. Otherwise, you can destroy the lives of God's people. You know, so prophets will operate in direction. They will operate, number five, in a higher realm of impartation than any other gift, apart from the apostolic. They'll be on the same, the apostle and the prophet in the same way of impartation. You know, 1 Timothy 4 verse 14 says, Timothy, Paul said to Timothy, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by the prophecy, by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. You see, prophets can impart a greater level. The apostle Paul said, I long to come to you that I may impart to you some spiritual gift so that you may be established. Romans chapter number 1 verse 11. The Apostle Paul said that. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 20, the Bible says, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established, but believe in his prophets and you will prosper. There's a greater realm of impartation. You see, it was prophets who initiated kings in the Old Testament. It's prophets who were always involved in politics. Always involved in politics. There's a spirit in South Africa right now where I'm broadcasting from. If you're a prophet and you want to involve yourself in politics as you say a word, then people say, shut up and stick to your lane. Listen, prophets from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation has been involved in politics. And the people are heaping up for themselves teachers to tickle their own ears, that they can listen to themselves and can please themselves, and they refuse the word of prophets. Prophets are confrontational. Prophets say things you don't like. They are involved with politics and kingdoms. You see, prophets impart greater level of grace gifts, greater level of spiritual gifts. They impart anointings, giftings, offices by the laying on of hands. Let me get to the sixth point, the last realm, if I can say it like that, of the prophetic anointing of those who operate in the office of a prophet. It's what I call as they move in a greater level of activation and anointing people into the placement of fivefold. You see, it was Samuel who anointed Saul as the king. It was Samuel who anointed King David as the king. It was Nathan who spoke to King David as a prophet. It was Prophet Agabus that came to the Apostle Paul, said, do not go to Jerusalem. But in the same way, there's an activation. We saw how Saul would just come into the company of the prophets and he prophesied. He just touched the company of the prophets. You just come into the company, the presence of prophets, and the prophetic anointing will fall on you. You see, prophets anoint. The presbytery of the church appoints and set people in place and ordain them. Prophets anoint. Presbyteries appoint. It is very crucial if you have a presbytery in a church to have prophets and true prophets in that presbytery so that they can do the anointing while the presbytery appoints. Very important. People don't understand. Prophets and apostles are not ordained. No man can ordain an apostle or a prophet. They are ordained by God before the foundations of this world, elected by Him. They are anointed and ordained by God. They are recognized and acknowledged by man, but they are ordained by God. Then prophets anoint, and the presbytery and the local church appoints. I hope this message, little broadcast on the prophetic, touched your life. I hope it did something to you. That is just from a little bit of experience from my prophetic ministry. Since the day that God has called me as a prophet and the realm that we operate and move in, I want to encourage you, if you enjoy our ministry, I would love to meet you. Comment, write a comment, put a prayer request, tell us your prophecy, follow our ministry. And may the prophetic anointing be upon you. I'm going to pray for you right now, just before we go, that Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the anointing, the prophetic anointing will be upon their lives like never before. That even right now, those who are connected with their hearts, thousands of downloads that we have of the podcast a day, that it will touch their lives in Jesus' mighty name. That the anointing will cover them, that the anointing will encamp about, the angel of the Lord will camp around them. May the prophetic anointing cause them to prosper. May there be divine protection around them. May the prophetic anointing anoint them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to be with you tomorrow morning. God bless you.